The Tennessee Titans are going on the road to take on the Cleveland Browns, and it's Saturday morning, so that means it's time to spend some time with Mr. Monday Night, Keith Bullock. Keith, the Browns are starting DeShone Kizer at quarterback this year. He started for 5 games, then they sat him down last week against the Houston Texans. Is that week of sitting down going to be beneficial for him, or is that going to have him a little bit shaken?
I mean, it can work one of two ways. You figure you start the rookie, he has 5 starts. They don't win. They sit him, and they have the same results. He could be in the dumps, or he could have learned from that experience of last week. But I think that with rookies, if you're going to go with them, you got to leave them in there and let them do what they're going to do, because their lack of inexperience is the obvious. That's what you want them to gain experience by, putting them out there as rookies and taking their lumps.
The Tennessee Titans are ranked 30th in the NFL in sacks right now. But if you ask head coach Mike Mularkey, he says that the team is actually getting a lot more pressure on the quarterback than they did at this time last year. Do you think that those sack numbers are kind of overinflated?
I don't know if sack numbers are overinflated. It's a matter of time you bring down the quarterback. What I do know is you can get pressure on the quarterback and disrupt him in the pocket and it not be recorded as a statistic. So pressure is very important as well. Getting the quarterback off the spot, getting him uncomfortable in the pocket, and having the quarterback know that, look, that play clock is ticking, that defense is coming after me. So if you don't get him down, it could still cause for errant passes and interceptions.
Going into week 7 of the 2017 NFL season, the home team is only winning throughout the entire NFL 49% of the time. What happened to home field advantage? Where has that gone?
You know what? I don't know. I have no clue. You always want to try and win at home. You always want to go 8-0 at home if you can. You know, you don't want to split, because it means if you play 8-0 at home, 7-1, you play tough football. But I believe we might need to come back to this for later in the year to see exactly where these stats fall out.
We'll circle back a little while later and see what happens. Until then, the Tennessee Titans are taking on the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland this Sunday. Kickoff for that game is noon Central Time. For TitansOnline.com, he's Keith Bullock. I'm Amy Wells, and this is Saturday Mornings with Mr. Monday Night.